chirping early birds and the last croaks of the night frogs. A chance rises to set the world right. In the start of this brand new day, another chance lost. Added to the memory, yesterday's chance gone away. Will you explain your decisions, keep your promises, bridge the gaps, make amends, or waste another precious day as if you've forgotten your yesterday's sins? Each day that passes is one closer to the last breath you draw in this world, a chance to seek redemption from God and from those whose hearts your desires left unfurled. The seeds that flew in the wind are blooming today, bright and colorful as they may be. Petals will drop to the dirt and again lay in this earth's decay. The cycle repeats itself, unless buried too deep or caught on fire in their way. Kindness and truth are decisions we make, or perhaps the decisions that make us one day. Burning ships may feel safe, but will ultimately leave you astray. Often we owe ourselves to many, but seems to think nothing we owe to any. A redundant and pointless path that kills love and trust while only chasing our fleeting lust. Make better choices, you say. Yet you move in the same way again and again. Is anyone hopeless? I do hope not. Each day a new begins. Each day I watch souls who only to themselves the knee they bend. Do they truly believe there is nothing else? Or that this life will not come to an end? That was today's choice. Adeline Adams. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Stick with us for the next hour. By us, I mean me. My name's Nate. 91.5 Medford to Freeform Radio.
Sometimes I wake up sad as hell, but no one wakes me up the way you would when you would roll onto my side of the bed. I'm trying to hold on to what I remember. I'm trying to write down what I might forget. You never knew exactly who I was, but you can't change your mind. It was written on the back of a track, six words from a song you love. Don't think twice, no, it's alright. Sometimes the words mean what you like. Thought I'd find you a best friend, but you weren't who I thought you was. Love kiss to the gods above, hit play on the console, turn it up. From the song you loved, you just keep me hanging on. Sometimes the words say what you want. Thought I'd find you up in front, but you weren't who I thought you was. Love kiss to the gods above, hit play on the console, turn it up.
cries, no, it's alright. Sometimes the words mean what you like. Started on the back of a check. Six words from a song you love. Don't think twice, no, it's alright. And you can take from it what you like.
Okay, yes. You're listening to Fast and Loose, 91.5. And that's right there in the background. And two songs. And it's going to be really hard for me not to play every single song from American Stories by Rostam, an album that I am for, that you come to me and you're like, what do you stand for? And I'm like, this music, like this. I'm just going to like flippantly say, I think Rostam is just one of the best musicians of my lifetime. And you know this if you listen to this show, or you don't, or you sometimes do. He's great. And what he makes is great. And I've just been like nonstop. I've like, oh, I should listen to other music. And it's like, I just don't want to. And it's just, and I have a hard time figuring out even too, like, all right, what do I want to play by him? Anyway, and then just appropriately so, The Kingdom by Goth Babe right after that, even though it's a song like made seven years ago. All right. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this and just remember, I cannot hear you clap because this is a one way medium. All right. I am about 2/3 of the way done with the book Lonesome Dove. Okay. I can hear a little bit. That might also be the construction that they're working on out here. Curtis Hall, home of WMFO, has this really fun thing that happens every winter, which is like, if there's any kind of snow or really any kind of precipitation, it like giant icicles form along Curtis Hall right above the sidewalk. And the school has to come and like put this barrier out because these things are enormous. And especially it's like melting snow that then refreezes overnight, that kind of thing. They might be addressing that right now. As I came up and like half the wall, half the like area is covered in like scaffolding and stuff. Here's a fun anecdote. I'm pretty sure the richest person in France right now is not like, it's not the Rothschild. It's not a Rothschild. It's a guy that owns a scaffolding business. And if you know anything about scaffolding, which you listen to this show, so you do. Scaffolding is one of those like, you know, anyone can find the like pipes and stuff, the little erector set deals with the boards and whatever and build that. Anyone can get that. And also getting like scaffolding certified is something that you can just do in an afternoon because I have done it. It's probably lapsed. So for calls requesting me to inspect scaffolding, I'm going to have to like deny those until re-up. This is fun. Actually, this is, as another aside, mutual friend to all of us, Hannah, of Patrick and Hannah, has a certification in like load engineering, which means she can use like a tractor and other kind of things. But also there's a heavy amount of ditch knowledge associated with like load management and how deep a ditch can be. It was great. We had dinner with them last week. Anyway, scaffolding. I think I find that very funny because I think one of the most French things, and this is also going to go out to you sports fans, specifically you Knicks fans. I think it's a very French thing that the money in scaffolding isn't like, hey, how many scaffolds can I get out there into the world? It's renting scaffolding to people who you know aren't going to use it very quickly. It's the rental costs. I mean, I used to work at a chemical plant. There was scaffolding up my entire tenure. There's scaffolding up for 5 years. We had spreadsheets and it was like, how long has it been? And we've just been paying people like, you know what? We just got to keep paying this guy. And it is like the materials are cheap. It's all that. But like, I just find it really funny that the richest man in France, you know, a country that truly, you know, by law doesn't go the extra mile. The richest man is this person who rents scaffolding. That's a lot of fun. And also a lot of fun has been the NBA finals, in watching Victor Wembanyama, absolutely just kind of take over. But then also, yeah, like a weird Knicks defeat last night. Very, very, I think it's hard when you've got a great home crowd. I've seen this happen to my own fandom areas. I'm going to say this. I do, you know, I'm like, je peux parler français. Like, I speak about the French from a position of intimacy, okay? Like, I, you know, that's the country that I probably think about the most. So no hate there. I'm just saying, in a country where it's illegal to send an email after 6 p.m., the man who rents the scaffolding becomes king. That's great. We also did, actually, Molly and I rewatched the Sofia Coppola Marie Antoinette, and watching a movie with Molly is great because she's just asking me what happens. She's like, oh man, do they take him to the guillotine after that and all this stuff? It's like, oh, how many kids does Marie Antoinette have? It's like, I don't know. It's just like, which is great, like assuming that I just know about French history enough that this sort of like punk rock adaptation I would also sort of know the beats on. Great movie. Also a really great Strokes needle drop, which maybe I should sort of rehash during this show as well. But all that's to say is in Lonesome Dove, they do go through San Antonio, and that's where Wemby currently lives. And that is what I'll say for now. And I'll play a few more songs, and especially some of these songs that I just like a lot. I'm gonna keep playing those ones. Stick with us and me. Just stick with me. Hey, you. Stick with me. I
in his search.
Hey, it's Nate. Coming back to you, and just to kind of get a couple things straight here, okay? Played Kept Moving by Jungle. We're learning tenses in my house, my children, and also, you know, my wife and I. You can always just re-up your learning of tenses. And played after that Punching the Flowers by Death Cab for Cutie off of a new album this year. I Built You a Tower. And then that was Young Lion from Rostam. That's like a other project also came out this year from Sound City Studio A. But anyway, Rostam's great. I got like three more to play today. So if you don't like that, you know, hit the drive time guys. I think they're going to be talking about, this is complete prediction here. Let's see. Would they talk about the NBA finals? I don't know. They would probably be talking about like the Knicks crowd and how it sort of pertains to like the Garden and how like the Celtics can't win at home, especially like game twos or game fours, like at home, the Celtics can't win those games. They just can't. And maybe that's like the way you spin that is you're like, well, it's so, you know, there's so much pressure at home because our fans like love us so much. But it's like, come on, just do your job. Okay. That's what you have to do. And you got to play at home. We can't go out and play at like sort of the defunct New Haven, whatever it is, or Hartford, where the Whalers used to play, where they're trying to get like a straight up team to move out there. My review of Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry, a book that won the Pulitzer Prize in 1979, is, oh my gosh. Earlier this week, I was texted a great question from Katie, maybe listening, probably tangentially listening, which we count those, that counts, the tangential listeners. That's like everybody in on any group chat that happens to be talking about this show. I'm counting you guys too. Where those numbers go and how they're used, I don't know, you know. But was asking like, hey, you know, it's the 250 for America. What's like what's the great American novel? Might I present to you Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry? The reason why I think it's very good. Number one, you kind of come in and you're like, it's a Western. And also number two, you're like, I used to live in Corpus Christi in the Nueces River. You know, I've seen that. It's always fun reading a book about things you've seen in terrain you've experienced, because it is a lot of it is about sort of riding a horse through the Texas areas, through the scrub country of mesquite, wild sage. I think if you're born into that world, I think that there's a beauty to it. I think that if you're used to like the East Coast, I think you get out there and you're like, woof, I don't know about this. I don't know about two seasons. I don't know about like not seeing a single soul and being alone sort of with my thoughts and dreams and desires. I don't know about that. And sort of being subjected to the will of nature and man. The reason I think it's great is because that feeling of like, hey, there is always one last great adventure, or there is one last time to sort of face the unknown, I do think is a very like American feeling. Is that regardless of where you're at, sort of that feeling that there's like there's this one more thing, and maybe you've still got it. And even if you don't, that's the environment that you would rather go out on than not knowing anything about yourself. Like that desire to sort of take the chance in full sort of like a priori sense, knowing that like it's past your time. The circumstances aren't good. Maybe you don't have the skills. You're still going to just go for it. And I do think that that's like within the American imagination, whether that was created by like sort of land or the West or whatever that kind of thing is. Also, to those wanting to read this book, it is very violent. It is very violent. And so just be ready for that. And it is also heartbreaking. And in many ways, psychologically and sort of caricaturally, and it is great. And I cannot put it down. I was late this morning getting. I usually like to get in here. I just sort of speed walk while eating my ham sandwich from Lindell's, which I was also recently informed. So Lindell's makes six. I'm not even gonna say this. I'm not gonna tell you this. Okay, because there's six of us that get these sandwiches. And at the chance that someone hearing this, if like the one listener today happens to be just on the radio listening, I don't want you to screw up the whole system that I have with five unknown other people whose existence I was recently made aware of by the person at Lindell's by saying, you know, there's like six of you and you come in every time. And that's like what, and it's like each one, and then nobody asks for any sandwiches after they're gone, because it's like you six just know, like, bup, 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 bup. And I get mine, and there's three left when I get mine, which is really fun. So if you do that, just don't do it on Tuesday, okay? Just for the sake of the show, for the sake of like the three people who are like a 50% chance they'll tune in, like just for us. Don't take the ham sandwich. Okay. No ham sandwiches yet in Lonesome Dove. But other stuff. Definitely other stuff. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We'll do some of this.
Part of me thinks that you can't plan. I'm working slowly, and time can help us all. Because it's set in stone, but the words I'm working on. Drove up to New England, listening in the car. Rolled the windows down and held the wind across my arms. A thing about forgiveness is that it takes a change. But once you were a victim, you no longer feel the same. A thing about forgiveness is that it asks for change. But once you felt a victim, now you don't see it that way. I won't recount the story, you know it breaks my heart. The ending, it was tragic, was the problem ever solved? All of us were wishing we knew what to do. Was not enough compassion taught to us in school? And just because you feel it doesn't mean it's fair. Just because it hurts you doesn't mean you're clear of the obligation to know the harm you've done. All of us are guilty, none of us are innocent. To err is human, but to forgive is divine, divine, divine. Something I remember and guess I took to heart is that we don't grow wiser without seeing our part. Something I remembered that stuck with me, I guess, is that the institutions don't reward the compassionate. To err is human, but to forgive is to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn.
Thank you. feeling bad, dear, 'cause this mind is broke. Yeah, this mind is broke.
Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 19, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, play pickleball, or picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun on the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile track, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lakes provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. There's also a bathroom there and water fountains. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts, non-commercial community radio. Thank you. That was a PSA that I had to quickly add in there. We got a beautiful day on our hands. I don't know if you've been kind of clocking this. Good couple of days. A good couple of non. I'm just playing some stuff. I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing. When you hear me doing stuff, it's that. It's that thing you can't hear. It's this. I'm doing that, and I'm not doing a very good job either. Just so everyone knows. Okay. All right. Takes on the NBA Finals real quick, just because you asked. I think the Knicks are going to win. And I think that's good, because I think we really need to support Zoran. I think that's it. I think that, like, a good happy New York City can be the engine of progressivism for the rest of us. I think that might be it. And I hate to sort of acknowledge their centricity in anything, because, you know, like, as a second child, I also sort of consider myself an I'm pro Second City. And let's be honest, Chicago isn't the second city. It's not. It's Boston. And we're the first city. We're just not the biggest one. That's the deal. All right. Couple more songs. I played two from Rostam, Hardy featuring Clario, and Forgive Is to Know, which that song is awesome, along with all the other songs on American Stories. And it has been brought to my attention across my desk that Rostam is going to be in town. What is that? Next Wednesday? And you might see your boy there. And your girl. Because I think we might go together. We're going to figure that one out. Got a few more songs for you. Might cut back in. Talk to you more about Lonesome Dove. I am aware of the miniseries. It was actually Robert Duvall's death that prompted me originally to sort of like seek this book out. And then when it came from the library, I was like, this thing's big. And also, I apologize, okay? If you're in Medford, I've got the copy. And yeah, it's overdue. Yeah, okay? Don't record this and send it to them. But I have it, and I'm not going to return it until I'm done, which is going to be fast because I can't put it down. But I also couldn't pick it up for a while, and it wasn't until like 2 or 3 weeks ago that I was able to like get in there. But now, oh, we're really crossing the plains with Newt and P.I. and Captain Carl and Captain McRae. It's great. It's a great time. Thank you to everybody for texting me, too. Don't call. I don't know if we have the possibility of calling 855-915-9636, but it's nice when you text me. That's a nice thing. And also, apparently, Bex is in Belize listening to this and reading To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, which I say, you know, who's afraid of them? No one. That's a play. It's a play. It's a play. Look it up. It's a play. Okay.
Dream that you were mine. I've had that dream a thousand times. A thousand times. A thousand times. I've had that dream a thousand times. I left my room.
I think that is going to about do it here at WMFO headquarters in Curtis Hall. You know, it's going to be a great day out there. I'm having lunch with somebody that I haven't seen in a while. That's going to be really fun. I think I'm going to try to get tickets to this Rostam show. Tell me, text me if, like, if you go to the Sinclair and that's, like, better to get, like, non-insanely expensive prices for stuff, like, for tickets. Because I'm looking forward to maybe having this on the schedule. And you can find me over there. Also, I think it's Hawaiian shirts across the board for me for the rest of the summer. I have enough. I've got a critical mass. And because I always keep my promises to you on this show when I, like, say that I'm going to do something, I'm going to do the thing that I always do and actually just do it. So, okay. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This has been Fast and Loose. Music You May Otherwise Miss is coming up next. Stick around. Great. Okay, great.